This episode of the Group Quest Daily News is brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by Audible. In today's news, we talk about Pokemon, that's Pokemon Go, GOG, God of War, League of Legends, but we start today with some good news from Life is Strange. This is brought to us by Destructoid.com. And GLAAD had its media awards ceremony, and they had the Outstanding Video Game Award go to Life is Strange True Colors. Now, GLAAD is Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, okay? So they do hold some awards for some of the things that they hold true to themselves. That includes gaming. So Life is Strange does fit that category, and really, it should have more awards than just this, in my view. But that's personal. Okay, so if you think that that game deserves more awards than just this, you can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now we go to DualShockers.com, and League of Legends, the Wild Rift 3.1A, does have some patch notes to go with it. And among those patch notes, there are some new skins, including Pajama Guardian Lux and Pajama Guardian Israel, some accessories, icons, a puzzling reward, emotes, fast asleep soon, and all accessories will be released throughout the patch, some wild puzzles, Captain Puzzle is solo on duty, and Wild Puzzle begins April 16th, along with some champion changes along with all those things, which I will not go through, but some of the champions will be Jarvan, Karma, Master Yi, Nunu, and Willump, Olaf, Vayne, Vigor, and there are other changes that is going on with League of Legends, which you will see when that comes out on April 8th, so here in about 2 days. We go from there to another DualShockers story, where a God of War fan made a vase, and this vase looks really good, and it's really appropriate. It was up on the God of War Reddit page. And if you want to get that vase for yourself, it's on an Etsy account, and they're about $75 each. So it's really good looking. It is made by Asweep. It's _Asweep_. So you can look for that person up on Reddit. I mean, this does look really good. It's got the God of War on one side of the vase. It's got another picture on the other side. I don't play God of War, so I wouldn't be able to tell you know, what's on top of the pillars, but some people would. Still, it's really good looking. Now, GOG, which stood for Good Old Games, is doing a launching of a version of Legends 1999, The Wheel of Time, and it looks like that it will be showing up with maybe some old games up on GOG.com. So we'll see what happens there. But this is brought to us by Engadget.com, by the way. And really, if you're into the vintage games, that would be the one game or one site that you will want to check out. Now, the next story is brought to us by Eurogamer. And that says that Jeff Ross has left Days Gone. That was the game is exclusively on PlayStation. And he is going to Crystal Dynamics to work on Tomb Raider. He said in a tweet at Jake Rocket, "I am excited to announce I now work at the amazing Crystal Dynamics as design director. That's all I can say, other than I'm thrilled with the project and especially the team of really wonderful people. I will become a satellite this summer. Also, come work with me. And he put up a link to the Crystal Dynamics tweet, which also has the link to their careers. So he did take one of those positions, so congratulations to him. And we will see, you know, what comes next out of Crystal Dynamics. Obviously, they make Tomb Raider, so we'll see what happens after that. Oh, Medros. GameSpot.com gives us news about Pokemon Go, and their community day was on hold due to COVID-19, but that is now back to open. So, April 23rd, it'll be done worldwide, and it'll be up on Google Maps, actually, which I think is what Pokemon Go does. I think it links there with Google Maps on your mobile device, and you go out, you go play some Pokemon, catch and do matches, whatever. And they will be in the following cities. There's quite a few: Phoenix, Arizona; Oakland, California; Washington, D.C.; Atlanta, Georgia; Chicago, Illinois; Indianapolis, Indiana; Owensboro, Kentucky; St. Louis, Missouri; New York; Houston; Dallas; Austin, all in Texas; Seattle; Jacksonville; and LA. Now, there are some duo places here. You know, because Austin's up there twice. Bellevue, Washington; Bloomington, Minnesota; Boston, Massachusetts; Honolulu; Jacksonville; Las Vegas; Milwaukee; Naperville; Northridge; Orlando; Sacramento; San Antonio; San Diego, aka Sandog. I just had to say it. San Francisco; Sanford; Savannah, Georgia; Stockton; and Tucson. There are some other places which you will have to link your Pokemon Go with your Google Maps, and you'll be able to see where these events are going to be held. But that community day is on April 23rd, so get ready. Our last bit of story, and it's an interview that I just want to make light of. I don't know much about it, but WoW's associate game director Morgan Day had an interview with Warcraft Radio. This was done a couple days ago, and we just found it due to WoWhead.com. And they go over the changes to 9.2 in World of Warcraft retail, and the race to world first, among other things. So if you are interested in that, go check that out. Anyway, this has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. You can find me at Joe Brums. You can find the show at Group Quest. And you can find everybody at Dawnforge, thedawnforge.com. We will see you again tomorrow with more gaming news. No, nothing about Activision Blizzard today and negative things, which isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing. But if stuff comes up, you know where to find it, right here on GQDN. We'll see you tomorrow.